Thank you for joining the Faith Church Podcast. Connect with us on social media to receive daily inspiration by searching at Your Faith Church on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Get live streaming notifications, receive daily encouragement, and stay up to date on the latest information. Follow, like, and subscribe today.
Today I want to talk about balancing your life. You know, we got all this circus act going on, and life is but a balance. You're balancing kids, you're balancing checkbooks, you're balancing your appetite, you're balancing life. Anybody in here sometimes have a hard time balancing it, you know? And then you watch people on social media, and the problem is nowadays is everything is all a highlights reel. Nobody sees the behind the scenes. Everybody thinks you just woke up like that. Nobody sees crust on the eye. Come on, somebody. Nobody sees bad breath. Nobody sees that stuff. Crazy hair. We actually just totally Photoshop everything and then look at it and go, well, I actually need to do some little touch-up to that, put some color to that, and then we post it. So we don't really post the reality of what it takes to be you. Maybe even in a corporation setting. I was thinking about it this week about church planters. I was spoke at Highlands College this week. My pastor, Pastor Chris Hodges, gave me the opportunity to speak there. And there's thousands of preachers from all across America. And a lot of times these new guys will come up to you and go, man, I want to do this and I want to do that. And man, we need fire jugglers. Come on, somebody. And we need lights and we need all this stuff. And so we show all this highlight reels. If you follow us on social media, you show the highlight reels. But we never really show you the stuff that's going on in the front row where we're texting going, oh my gosh, this is going to happen. That's going to happen. What's going on? You know, there's an elephant that just kicked somebody in the back. Come on, somebody. These are stuff that you don't see. You don't see the backside, the underbelly. Who am I talking to today of the reality of life? So we get to thinking that, well, if I was married to them, my life would be great. If I had those kids, my life would be great. I mean, my daughter, you know, today was up here singing at one of these campuses, and obviously I have daughters in the faith and sons of the faith at all the campuses. And but you know, you don't see the parts of their life that they're young, that they do stuff, and life is a balance. And you have to properly balance that, because if not, you become unbalanced. I mean, how many of y'all have driven a car and it felt like something was wrong? Come on, raise your hand. It's like, what is up? Because it's out of balance, out of alignment. And so that's why church is so important. And today at our city and a lot of the campuses that are watching, sometimes people say, well, is it really important to go get my alignment set up? And it really is. And here's the reason why. It's because if you're not in proper alignment, you cannot fulfill your assignment. And I want you to write that down. If you're not in proper alignment, you can't fulfill your assignment. And so one of the things we have to do is obviously go to the Bible. And so we're going to go there today, all campuses. I want us to go, first of all, to Psalms, the book of Psalms 119, which is like the longest psalm, I think, in the Bible. And I want to draw our attention to 112. It says, I have inclined my heart to hear. I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes. Proverbs says, I've inclined my ear to hear. I've inclined my heart. Now, if you're, you know, working out, how many of y'all know it's a lot harder to run on a treadmill on the incline? It's a whole lot easier to lay home and eat Cheetos on the recline. Come on, somebody. So sometimes your life can be in recline mode instead of incline mode. I want to suggest to you that the most success that I've ever had in life, the further I've went in a short period of time, has been about me inclining my heart. I incline my heart. You know, the Bible says where your treasure is, your heart will be also. So I could be with you, you know, first of all campuses, raise your hand if I've never been to lunch with you. Raise your hand if I've never went to lunch. Raise them real high, I want to see you, okay? So look around, you're in good company. Come on, somebody. Because there's 19,000 of you guys, so I can't go to lunch with everybody. But what I can go to lunch with you in the sense that if you come hear the Word of God and you incline your ear to the Word, you'll hear me on the inside of you, and you'll hear the Holy Spirit saying, hey, don't do that. Hey, no, 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 no. Because what happens when you don't incline your heart, here's the way it happens, gang. Your marriage falls apart. Your life falls apart. Anything that doesn't have God in it falls apart. So every week, I was preaching this message last week at our church in Florida, and I was sharing this story how I was thinking about somebody that was there, and they were there a year ago, but they didn't think that it was that important to go to church all the time. They could come some of the time. So guess what? Their life got out of balance. So then now they contacted me last week in Florida. I really need to talk to you. I really need you to talk to me right now. She left me. I knew that was going to happen when she was flirting with me. Come on, somebody. I knew this was going to be a problem. But if you don't go to church, your life gets out of balance, and then the enemy comes in, and then you come to church. It's not a time to come to church when you're in trouble. Yeah, it is, but it's better to skip the trouble, keep your life in alignment. Come on, incline your heart to the word of the Lord and do what he says. Come on, everybody, give God praise. I can hear your city. Balance, 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 balance. Come here, Nolan. I want you to help me. Last week I tried this in Florida, and this is a different one. It looks a lot more stable, but when I tried to do it by myself, I didn't do too good because I got out of balance. It's kind of tough. Nolan, by the way, if you're watching in our city, he's also in our intercessory prayer ministry. You can see that from his knees. Come on, somebody. He prays a lot. Isn't he pretty? By the way, he's single and has a job. Come on, somebody. You can email him at So I can do it, but if I had Nolan to help me, if I had somebody to help me, I can get fancy. Come, you're not really as close as you need to be. Notice the closer I pulled him, the more strength I had. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm a river dancer now. Come on, somebody, I got it going on because Nolan is with me. But see, if you don't have a small group, if you're not in an iConnect, then the balancing act is a whole lot tougher when I try to do it without him. But if I've got Nolan with me, and he's not even that big. Come on, somebody. But my God, he's pretty. Come on, all the ladies said amen. We got people leaving our city like crazy, running to Sunset Hills. You balance. My balance. How do I balance my mental health? How do I balance my marriage? How do I balance my checkbook? Balance comes from inclining your ear. Thank you, Nolan. Give it up one more time for such pretty staff members. Incline. Everybody shout, incline. So you incline your heart to perform the statutes, and I love this last part. It says forever to the very end. Forever to the very end. Do you want lasting change? Everybody shout, amen. Amen. If you want lasting change, if you don't want to perform all the way to the end, then you have to incline your ear. Because here's what I noticed about God. He's always talking. I'm not always listening. I'm going to say it again. He's always talking. I'm not always listening. So we can kind of get a spiritual hearing aid when we say, hang on a minute. I'm going to draw nigh to God. I'm going to incline my heart towards Jesus. And I'm going to say, Jesus, here is my life. Use me for your glory. God, if there's anything I need in life, just to know you. This week I spent 2 days, we didn't have much time, but actually a day and a half with Nicole. It was her birthday on the 19th. She's 29.95 and some change. Can I get an amen? And we just spent a couple days in the mountains with the kids and this Bible. And as I was talking to God, in the quietness of these hills, I could hear him talk to me. And I apologize about some things that I haven't done that I need to do. When I inclined my ear to say, Jesus, I want to finish strong. And I'm not near finishing. We're just getting started. But at the same time, the enemy, if you don't incline your heart, there's this balance thing that can get out of balance so quick. And if you don't have the right people to tell you the right thing and to just tell you, you got to go to church. And it's not that you even got to go to church. I got people who made a wrong decision and now they're in prison. And if they could get out, I wouldn't have to tell them they got to go to church. They would probably say, I get to go to church. Doug Clayton, would you run up here real quick for me? Incline your ear. Perform your statutes all the way to the end. I remember when I first started the church, I was asking the guy who pastors this particular campus. His name is Rick Shelton, and he's a great man of God and integrity, and the church had done some great things. And I didn't know anything about church. And what I did was I would call this guy, who is a good man and is a good man. And I said, Pastor Rick, can I talk to you? He said, yeah. And I'd meet him out here in this parking lot, and I never dreamed this would be my church. And I would say, how do you do this? And I remember I called him a couple times, and I said, he said, what are you praying right now, David? And I said, I'm praying this. I was reading in 1 Chronicles, and it says, 1 Kings, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. I was reading in James, and it said, if any man lack wisdom, let ask of God. So he said, you're not asking for money? I said, no. He said, you're not asking for length of days? I said, no. I'm just asking for wisdom. I'm just telling you, again this week, that's all I'm really asking again. I'm not asking God to make my ministry big. I'm not asking Him to make my marriage good. I'm not asking Him to make my kids good. I'm saying, God, give me wisdom. And in wisdom comes riches and honor and length of days if you incline your ear to Jesus. Come on, somebody ought to give God praise today. Come on, I'm going to give you one more second to praise God. Come here, Doug. I saw Doug out there, and I've known Doug since we were probably how old, 10? Probably 10. Remember. His dad would let me drive before I had a driver's license. That's why I loved his dad. One day, he left church. And he was my sound guy. How many years ago was that?
10 years.
10 years or longer? Longer than that, probably. I mean, he left church, and he was on his motorcycle, and a car hit him head on Manchester. And it put everything that was in here, came out on the road. And they called me and said, Doug's not going to live. And I believe my dad was the pastor. And I went up to the hospital and I saw him. And he didn't look like himself. They said he's not going to live. Said his wife wasn't going to live. And I went up there and I started talking to his spirit. Doug, you're going to make it. He can't hear me. Doug, you're going to live and not die. Doug, you're going to walk out of here. Long story short, he spent months in the hospital. I don't even know. How many surgeries?
I don't know.
Don't even know?
Over a dozen.
Over a dozen surgeries. Completely made him look so handsome. Come on, you got his face work done. Everything I ever wanted to do, he got done. Come on, it's for free. But I remember one day I went up to St. Anthony's. I'm talking about inclining your ear right now. I'm talking about the greatest show of balancing your life. And they said, he's actually responding. And then a few weeks later, I went in to see him, and then I was talking to him, and he was trying to talk back, but they had him all wired shut. And then I remember the one day I went, and he was saying, I want ice, if I could get ice, if I could just get ice. I want ice. Anybody ever been in the hospital and somebody wanted ice? He just wanted ice. And he said to me, he said, if I ever get out of here, I promise to God, I'll always go to church. And when they're praising God, I'll run around the building. If I could ever walk in, I would run around every time. Tears running down his eyes. I said, you are going to get out. You are. Now, here's the good part. Number one, he got out. Number two, he's in church all the time. Come on, somebody give it up for Doug. But here's the balance. He's not really running. I didn't see him run this weekend. I didn't see him run last weekend. Because we all do this thing to where we say we're going to do what we're going to do, but then we kind of half-cock it, and we really don't live with the amount of passion. And I'm talking to him and me and you, and because I have some of you are like, oh my gosh, how can he handle this? Trust me, we have been through everything in the world together. He knows where the bodies are buried. I know the stuff on him. We got each other covered. Come on, somebody. Somebody ought to help me right now. I'm just telling you that all of us need to have compassion and passion to say, I'm going to finish the way I started. I'm going to climb my ear. I'm going to perform the statues. And it's not going to be a now thing. It's going to be a forever thing. It's going to be a lasting thing. Come on, somebody. And people are going to help me balance. I'm going to get to where I'm going because I'm going to keep some people near me that can pray with me when the devil tries to kill me. And they come in and say, no weapon formed against you. I'm going to prosper, Doug. You're going to get a good life, Doug. And guess what? They both lived. Somebody ought to help me right now. Went on to build a great business and is one of the great supporters of my ministry. So my question to you right now, all campuses, is this. When are you going to go through growth track? When are you going to, you know the drill, connect with God, cover your purpose. So I'm going to connect with God, cover your purpose, make a difference. I know the deal. I'm going to do that. I know this is a church where people can have families, grow, lives are changed. But I don't think I need to go. After all, I've been a member here for 30 years probably, his dad, plus. But are you going to go through growth track? Are you going to get in a small group? Because it's not until you really, really need friends that you realize how important it was to be a friend who inclined your ear to say, I'm having trouble balancing right now, Doug. I need you to help me, man. My marriage is out of control, or my mind's out of control, or man, I'm having these thoughts right now, or I feel depressed right now, and the enemy's coming against me. I'm looking at everybody else on Instagram, and their life looks awesome. But people aren't posting the stuff that is happening behind the scenes. Because I can tell you tonight, I don't even know what was going on back there. But I guarantee you, crap was flying. Come on, somebody. Behind all stages. Go, go, get ready. Light the fire. The fire's not lighting. Light it again. Cue the animals. Come on, somebody. What's going on? This one won't light. We can't hear. How much longer? There's a lot of stuff going on. When you go to a fancy restaurant, it's beautiful. It's really pretty out here. But trust me, hell is breaking loose in the kitchen. And you might be in the kitchen right now at all campuses. I'm talking New York City. But you've got to understand, thank you, Doug, when you get to the right place where you find Jesus in your life, you got to keep him as the center of your life all the way till the very end. Everybody shout, the very end.
Very end.
Shout it again. Come on, our city.
The very end.
Now, verse 113. I hate the double-minded. Huh? Hate in the Bible? I thought this was the book of love. No, there's hate in the Bible. I hate the double-minded. In James, it said, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Double-minded. I hate the double-minded. Hate's a good thing. I hate racism. I hate poverty. I have a love-hate relationship with sin. I love sin because I'm a good sinner. I've always been good to sinning. I was kind of prone to naturally have a bent towards sinning. I told my kids, hey, listen, you know, other people saying, hey, don't do this. It's not fun. Sin's not fun. And I always told them sin was a lot of fun. In fact, I've prayed for forgiveness while I was smiling. God, forgive me, God. Come on, raise your hand if you know what I'm talking about. You're lying in church. Come on. Because my heart is toward Jesus, but my flesh isn't. So when I got born again for real, started serving Jesus, my flesh didn't get saved. It is a balancing act to this day. If I don't hate what God hates, I fall off the thing and I ruin my life. I ruin my reputation. But if I can stay in the Word and I can balance my Bible reading, I can balance my love for Jesus and His love for me and my passion for people, then I can forever do what God called me to do, and you can be who God called. Somebody ought to help me right now. You can be who God called you to be. But if you're half in, half out, you put your right foot in, you put your left foot out, you put your right foot in, and you do the hokey pokey, and you, that's what you need to do is turn yourself around. I hate the double-minded. James 1:8, maybe they'll put it on the screen for you. James 1, verse 8, it says it so well. I'm going to wait till they put it on the screen for you. Do, 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 do. He is a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. If you want to be mentally unstable, if you want to have a marriage that's unstable, say, I don't know if I'm staying with you or not. If you want kids that are unstable, if you want a church that's unstable, no. If you want stability in your life, even if you're doing a lot of things wrong, whatever you do, do this one thing right. Tell them, I love you, and there is nothing in the world you can do about it. So Ashton, I told her, if you love cats, I'll love cats. I don't love cats, but if you love cats, I'll love them. If you marry a boy that I don't like, I'm going to tell you I don't like him, but if you decide you love him, I'm going to love him because you love him. I'm going to love what you love, Ashton. That gives her stability. It gives me more creative license to speak into her life. If you want your marriage to be strong, if you want your kids to be strong, there's no other way to do it than to say, I hate the double-minded. But the verse goes on to say, but I love your law. What's the law? Thy word hath I hidden my heart that I might not sin against you. So whether you're Catholic today or Baptist today, we're 70%, by the way, Catholic and Lutheran, which is so crazy because I grew up like Holy Ghost, Word of Faith, Shandai, Hondai, somebody stole the key to my, well, come on, somebody. So, hello, dear. I grew up that way, and so now it's like, ah. But I love Catholic people. I love Lutheran people. I love all people. Come to find out, everybody that believes in Jesus goes to heaven. It's not about a denomination. It is about a revelation of Jesus and who he is. Come on, somebody ought to give God praise today. So no matter what denomination you came out of or grandma came out of, make sure you say, hang on, I'm going to hate what God hates. I hate the double-minded, but I love your law. So I've got to start putting the word in my heart, because if I don't balance my life with the word, the Bible says this. He said, forsake not the assemblies of yourself together. When the evil day approaches, do it all the more. So that means go to church. It didn't say, hey, it's easier to, I want to talk to you online for a minute. I love our online campus. And if you live in Timbuktu, and if you live in Canada, and you can't come to this church, and this is your church, that's fine. But if you live within an hour driving distance from here, at least once a week, you need to forsake not the assemblies. It didn't say online. You got to be where the people are that knows your name, that loves you, that can pray for you. You got to get up. Come on, somebody. You got to put on your pants, and you got to go to church. You're sitting there right now. I'm in my underwear watching the burrito, and I can do this while I can do that. No. Jesus wants you to have balance. I'm preaching so good right now. I'm going to get the CD this weekend myself, because I'm helping me. Next verse, I would not want to offend 114. It'd be rude not to read him while he's right here, so let's hit it. You are my hiding place and my shield. You are my hiding place. That sounds like Psalms 91. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. It even has a song if you need to memorize it. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and I will say of... Okay, so that's enough of that. Memorize that. He that abides under the shadow of the Most High. Here it says, hey, you are my hiding place and my shield. Everybody here has a hiding place. Come on, Earth City. You got a hiding place where you've got cookies that nobody knows you have cookies, because you know if you show it to the whole family, they will eat those cookies, and you're only eating one a day, but they will eat the whole bag. Come on, somebody ought to help me right now. Every woman in here has he money. It's money he don't know about. There's a $100 bill tucked somewhere behind the baby picture. There's a hiding place. Everybody has a hiding place. Some people hide with the release that they get from pornography. Some people hide through abusive alcoholism. Some people hide behind a screen online because they don't want to deal with the obligation of people, or perhaps opening up their heart enough to where somebody could hurt them again, because trust me, I know what it feels like to hurt. I don't know that anybody gets hurt more than me and Nicole. Every week? Every day? Yeah. People that you thought were going to love you. People that you thought were going to be with you. People that, yeah. And so you just get hurt. So you can wall yourself off and go, I'm not going to balance that anymore. I'm going to hide. I'm never going to go to a hallway again, because people break my hands. They bloody my rib. People have done stuff, try to abduct my daughter. We're going to live private lives. I'm never going to post how our life really is or where we're at. We still use wisdom. We don't say we're in Taco Bell until we're gone. Come on, somebody. But we do live a very public life. Most preachers, especially mega pastors, won't do that because they've been hurt so much. I'm going to keep loving the people who love me, and I'm going to allow the people to love me so much that allows the people that don't love me, come on somebody, who judge me or try to hurt me or walk away from me. Yeah, I'm not going to allow you to throw my balance off, Arden. That was a bad time to say his name, but I love that guy. Because there are some people that, like Arden and Susie and a lot of you guys and Chris and the Ayers family, that some of you guys are always here. I know you're going to be here. I brag about you too, by the way, in our city, or excuse me, in Florida. I'll say on a Tuesday night if I'm preaching in Florida, I go, hey, right now I want to tell you guys in Florida something that I know. There's no camera there. I don't see them, but I know that Arden is sitting on the far left. Who's Arden? Let me tell you about it. Let me tell you about Chris going to be over there. There's going to be this guy that's 95 years old with a bunch of black hair. His name is Dr. Facella. Bada bing, bada boom. Come on, somebody. And he's going to be there tonight. And I don't know that he's going to be there, but I do know that he's going to be there, because people that love me bring balance. But people who don't love me should not throw my balance off. Come here, Nolan, one more time. Because I got some people around me who love me and keep me strong. So I'm going to love him, he's going to love me. We're going to be a happy family the rest of our life. And if some people come against us, that's fine. Because people that can't grow with you can't go with you. But you can't allow this double-minded thing to go on. Well, all people are bad. All men are bad. No. You can't look out for you. You got to look out for Jesus. And Jesus said, run to me and I will be your hiding place. Somebody ought to help me right now. And I will cover you. Because the thing you're seeking love from is nothing more than a temporary fix. You're not dealing with the root, you're dealing with the fruit. So you can cut down. Anybody ever seen those dandelions and you cut them off? But if you don't get the root, how many of y'all know they're coming back? Come on, raise your hand if you know what I'm talking about. You got to get to the root. So many times, churches don't deal with these root issues. So they're like, this is the greatest show. Yeah, that's neat and that's fun. But the greatest show that you're ever going to really, really have is your life. And when you do life to the maximum, you surround yourself with the right people. I'm talking about growth track today, after every service. Get in it, go through those four steps, because in step three, we talk about your personalities. Because if you can understand who you are, then oftentimes you can actually help other people understand who they are. Because there's different kind of personalities. Cholerics, do you know what yours is?
I don't know.
You don't? Okay. Didn't go through growth track, I see. I know what I am. I'm a choleric phlegmatic. Choleric means I'm mad because you're not mad. Somebody needs to get this done. And the sanguine side of me says, I'm going to go deal with it as soon as somebody helps me find my car keys because I don't know where they're. But when you go through growth track and you discover who you are, that helps you a lot. Because in marriage or in relationship, on his desk, it says what he is. It's like ENJP, give me some more. ITJ. So you go in there and you look at that and then I know, oh, okay. Some people, I go in their office and I go, hey, need a report by 5 o'clock today. Boom, they're fine. Somebody else, I realize that they're more phlegmatic and they're more sanguine and you got to say, how's the wife and kids? You doing good? Yeah, I'm doing good. Hey, how was that ball game the other day with you? Oh, it was great. No. How are you feeling? Oh, I'm feeling great. I don't even really care. I've got to go through this process. And then at the end, he's like, oh, Pastor Dave loves me. I love Pastor. Oh, hey, can you get that graphic done by 5? Is that possible? Maybe. Yeah, I can do that. Because we have to relate to one another. If you're trying to give somebody what you need, that might not fill up their love tank. Am I making sense? I'm talking about keeping your marriage strong. I'm talking about keeping your spiritual stability strong. I'm talking about inclining your heart. Because if you incline your heart, the Holy Spirit will make you look smart. Go through growth track. Come on, give it up for Nolan. I'm sure he already has. I know he did. You'd be surprised how scary you guys are. You get up here and you're like, oh crap. I don't even know my name right now. Doug had the accident. He's like, I think it was 10 years ago. I'm like, Doug, I think it was 20. But you know what? It doesn't matter. I just peed my pants. I don't know what's happening, but there's a lot of people up there. Sure is scary. And it is. I'm almost done. So we have to define, if God hates it, we got to hate it. I love Doritos, but I hate what it does to me. I love them. Talking his love. Come on, raise your hand if you know what I'm talking. Oh my gosh. Even the after effects of getting it stuck on your nail. I even if I didn't wash my hands, I'm like, it doesn't matter. I love Doritos. I have an awesome relationship with carbs. They have been for me in the midnight hour. They went with me through my divorce. Come on, somebody ought to help me. At 2 a.m. in the morning, the carbs have always been there for me. But then I had to lay down to try to button my pants in the morning. So I love the way it makes me feel, but then I hate what the reality sets in. It's a short-term fix. So this thing you think you're getting love from, it's false. You think online church works, and it does in some cases, but you can't just not go to church. I don't need me and my wife don't get along, so I'll just do this. No. It's false. It doesn't work. Now this will make me feel better, and if I could just start drinking around 9, then everything's fine before I get to the office. It doesn't work that way. It's a temporary fix. And now the thing that was meant to maybe bless you a little, is blessing you a lot. I don't know if you heard about the old preacher that got pulled over. He'd had a rough weekend preaching, and the cops pulled him over, and he was kind of driving like he's drunk. So they pull him over, and they said, "Preacher, have you been drinking again?" He said, "No, I have not." He said, "Well, what's in that little bag with that?" He said, "That's water." So the cop picked it up, smelled it, took a drink. He said, "This is wine." He said, "Praise God, he did it again. He did it again. He did it again." I'm not against you having a glass of wine. I'm against the abuse of any substance that will take you away from inclining your heart towards Jesus, keeping you strong to the very end. I hate the double-minded, but I love your law. Now remember, no mess, no ministry. The Bible says where no ox is, the stall is clean. So, there's a mess of ministry. With you, if you're married, you two are not going to agree on everything. You must agree to disagree in an agreeable manner. With your kids, you can't be dogmatic on stuff that you should be pupmatic on. In a relationship, even as I close, with yourself. Come on, look at me right now. With you, you have to stop being so abusive to you. I hate it when I always do that. I'm never going to change that. That's just the way I am. I've got to accept that's the way it's going to be. After all, you know, God says I am is one thing, but who I really am is this. No, you are not really that. That is a temporary manifestation of the flesh. And if you will balance your life and get in the growth track, get around the right people, now the secret place of the Most High will become a reality now. And now health and vitality and goodwill and good thoughts will come even about you. As I close, I have three of those, and we've used two of them, so this is the last one. I want you to eventually get to a point to where there are certain parts of your life you go, I can't do anything about it. I have that call a lot of times with Nicole. She gets really intense about stuff. I woke up maybe a week ago, and she was already dressed. Her makeup was on. It's like 7 a.m., and she's beside my bed sitting there. And I said, "Hey, what's up?" She's like, "Well, as soon as you get up, we got to talk about some stuff." I haven't even had my coffee yet. Come on, somebody. What's up with this? And I could feel her hands. She's just up. There was a lot of things in the ministry, a lot of decisions that she was upset about, because here's the problem. I watched her start doing email at 11 o'clock in bed. Now, let me tell you what I think bed is for. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about balance right now. I bed in to watch TV. Bed in to talk about business. Bed's to make babies. Come on, somebody. And to sleep when you're done. Probably 2 seconds after you're done. Can I get an amen from all the men up there? Hold me, cuddly. You better make me hold you before we... Yeah, uh-huh. Some people are like, "I'm going to believe you talk about that in church." Yeah, this is a different kind of church. So I told her, after she told me what she was upset about, I go, "Nicole, I'm not going to get upset about that. My world and my mind is too big for that. My life is too precious for that. You got to let that go." When you started looking at email at 11 o'clock last night, and I asked you what you were doing, and you said you had to do a couple emails, and then I woke up at about 1 or 2, and you were still over there with the illumination in your face because you had so much email to do, because you will not delegate that stuff to other people because you think you've got to do it all. You can't be who you used to be with the executive pastor of the church and be who God's calling you to be. So you don't find me answering the emails. Sometimes if my email gets too thick, I'll just delete about 100 of them. They'll get back with me. Just, if I don't respond to you, I just go, boop, 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 boop. Nicole's like, "Oh, I can never." I do it all the time. Got one from the White House this week, deleted it, and they emailed me back. I don't need you. I got stuff to do. What's your stuff you got to do? What's more important than this? My soul has to have rest. And when I find out that my soul isn't resting, come on, somebody ought to help. I'm almost done. Somebody ought to say amen to this right now. You got to stop checking email in the middle of the night. You got to stop watching CNN, Fox News, Republican, Democrat, it's all jacked up. Crooked chicanery. Trust in God. He is the answer. He is the way. His word is infallible. And he is in control of your life. And you're never going to be able to balance this thing if you don't go to church and read the word and find out who you are and what God said about you. Come on, somebody ought to give God praise about 10 seconds. I dare you right now to laugh at the devil. I dare you to say, I was weak, but now I'm strong. I dare you to say, I'm fine with the mess. It had a meaning, and now it's going to come out as a ministry. I am in his secret place. I'm going to balance my life. I'm going to enjoy my life. Y'all stand with me, all campuses, and I want to pray with you. This second weekend is an important weekend, but I'll tell you, week three, you don't want to miss it. I refuse. Here's a couple things that make me who I am. I refuse to listen to a lot of people. Just won't listen. If you come to me and you're blah, 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 I'll take it for a couple, 3 minutes while I take a journey in my mind. I've been known when people are upset with me to take the phone. I've given it to Chris. Said, let me know when they shut up. Because I really ain't interested in what they got to say. I'm talking about right now, if they're straight up cray. Because sometimes people lose their mind. And then they want to take away pieces of your mind. Which really is the peace of your mind that the devil's after. Because I can't really help you if I'm upset. Now we're fighting. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. This is Ephesians 6. Rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. So I didn't build this church. First of all, I didn't build it. Jesus built it, but he helped me build it. He used me to do it. And so I didn't do it by worrying about barking dogs, fast trains, busybodies, double-minded people. Here's what I can tell you about me. I'm going to be the pastor of this church here and in Palm Beach. And I'll be so old, I won't remember the story that I told you 20 minutes before. But you'll be so old, you won't remember, so it'll be fresh revelation to you. But I can promise you, I'll be here. Come on, somebody. At this church. Somebody ought to help me right now. I'll be pastoring in St. Louis and in West Palm the rest of my life. I'm going to keep that balance because I watched what it did to my dad. And I watched what it does to other people. And I watched what it tries to do to my family. I go, no. And that's why sometimes I stream. Right now I'm streaming to Earth City. Because I think I'm 48. Am I 48? So I'm 48. And I try to keep myself in pretty good shape. But as I did say that I do love carbs. So I do what I can to try to train for this. But it is a marathon. If you do Saturday night, then Sunday morning at 9, then 9:45 and 10:45, 11:45, 12:45. When you do all those back and forth, it kind of gets you. So sometimes you have to trust me as I get older. However you get this information, what I just did for you right now will change your life, whether I'm preaching through a camera or I run back and forth to the highway. Plus, you got an extended version, about 9 minutes, that you would not have gotten if I hadn't have streamed it. Come on, somebody ought to give God praise. Because we're going that way anyway. Not all the time, but some of the time. How many rather have me longer than have me run off with somebody? How many of y'all don't want me running off with somebody? How many of y'all don't want to read in the paper about me smoking crack? Come on, somebody. How many of y'all don't want to read about me running off with the piano player, especially since he's a guy? Come on, somebody. Y'all don't want that embarrassment? You don't want that shame in your game? So you gotta roll with my rhythms, okay? Because I'm a human. And I got to make sure the best thing I can do for you as my spiritual sons and daughters is offer you the healthiest version of me that I can. And so you got to celebrate it and trust it. Trust Jesus because he's the one. Amen. Father, I pray right now this prayer over your people. God, that they're sweet people here in our city, online, Florida, Weldon, soon to be Ferguson Florissant campus. God, all of our churches, God, we're one church in many locations. But God, I thank you that this wasn't just a sermon tonight. This was a word from God. Raise your hand if this was a word to you. Raise your hand if this is a word to you. Go ahead. You can do it. God, I pray right now that they'll feel balanced like they've never felt before. And God, they'll go through growth tracks. They'll get plugged into a small group. That's the answer. God, they'll invite people to church because friends don't let friends go to hell. Maybe even tomorrow. Maybe Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. We'll start premeditating. Who can we text? Who can we invite next weekend? We receive our forgiveness, healing, deliverance, and salvation. In Christ's name we pray. And everybody said, amen.
We're glad you joined us today. We know God is doing so much in and through your life, and we want to hear about it. If you take a moment and send us an email and tell us your story at yournewfriend@faithchurch.com. Also, if you'd like to support and partner with this ministry, we'd love for you to go to faithchurch.com/give and simply select the best giving option for you. Thanks again for joining us. We hope you enjoyed today's message.